Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of and Strive for the Best podcast. I'm your host Ahmed Faiz, and in this podcast, we're going to be and talking about and reducing time for social media time usage. If you're listening to this podcast in Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Please subscribe and follow to tune in and for more episodes. And also in this podcast, I'm joined with my good friend Sami. Sami, can you please introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Sami. I'm from Algeria. I've been a friend of Ahmed Faiz since year 7. I'm guessing. So this is like 3 years.
Yeah.
I've got to know this guy. This guy is the bravest man I've ever known. Yo, especially what happened. Yeah, this guy, he does not care what anybody thinks. That's the thing. So like, whenever we go out, we just do stupid shit, and like we have fun mostly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Bro.
Yeah. So, we're gonna be focusing on that in social media today. And we know that and social media is addicting.
It's very toxic. Toxic and addicting, yeah.
Yeah, and we know that and social media is addicting, and that it's a huge and distraction for us. So our brain just goes with the flow of social media, and we can't have. And control of ourselves in this time, you know. And you get what I mean?
Exactly. Like, social media teaches our brain to like depend on like our electronics and shit. And I can't say anything because like I'm on like social media 24/7 mostly. If I'm not on the phone, I'm either like wanking or like eating or sleeping. That's it. All day, honestly, fam. Like, there's no in between. There's social media and then there's sleeping. It also it teaches our brain to depend on social media. So like if we go like a couple of minutes, or like I've known people that can't go, that legit they cannot go like half an hour without their phone.
Exactly.
Like they would actually they get so bored.
Like
for me, whenever I go out with people, I try to be with people. You know, obviously I want to get memories, obviously. So yes. I record everything instead of being in the moment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you could say that electronics is a good thing. Like, obviously, too much of anything is bad.
Exactly. And especially and during this time where we're in lockdown and in quarantine, and we don't have like anything else to do, like, and we're just stuck at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're like during quarantine, like we're obviously like it's like the most unhealthy we've been because like we're legit stuck in our homes.
Yeah.
And like obviously, for me, honestly, I'm a fat sack of shit. So like I try losing weight, but like my gym is closed. There's no basketball court in my compound.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
So it's like a huge demotivator. Like especially when you're trying like when. The only environment you can lose weight in is an environment with like a lot of people around you, like in a gym, where like you look at people and then you see, oh, they're working so hard. I want to work as hard as them, and then you strive to do your best. But obviously, at home you're alone. Like you'd be like, yo, what's the point?
Yeah.
You have all these things. You have food. Like you have like for most people, you have food in the fridge. You can go down whenever you want. Legit, you have your phone in your pocket. It's like it's always charged. All these distractions and basically stops you from getting motivated enough to work out.
Yeah. And also like it creates like this long-term effects of anxiety and later on, when you don't do your work for like school or your company. Like and you're gonna feel guilty for not doing your work after that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It also like it basically procrastination.
Exactly.
It leads to procrastination, like 'cause you have these like distractions. It's all about distractions. And it also leads to unhealthy habits, especially unhealthy habits and you're trying to like get rid of during the time of Ramadan. Obviously, we've had the Ramadan for the past month, from April 22nd to to May 23rd. We're not only supposed to be fasting, like from eating or drinking, we're supposed to be fasting from our eyes, or viewing pornography or like sexual material, our ears, listening to music, our mouth, especially when playing video games. As a guy that plays like a shit ton of GTA.
Yeah, for hours and hours.
Or the Fortnite for hours and hours. And like you get angry and you start raging.
Yeah.
And so it stops you from being able to like experience like the full the full purpose of Ramadan.
Yeah, exactly. And during this lockdown, we're supposed to like get to know our family, you know, a lot more better. You know what I'm saying?
I've gotten closer to my brother personally. I've gotten closer to him. You know, we start talking more. But at the same time, you know, we've developed with my brother and like my parents. Obviously, you need your alone time because during lockdown you're stuck with the same. For me, I live in a family of seven. Just for me, I'm stuck in the same like with the same six people, and like we're legit. Let's do the same thing over and over and over again. Wake up, eat, go on social media, sleep. That's it.
Yeah, it's just like a whole. You know. Like and refreshing, you know, like year for, and for all of us, you know, just to come out of this lockdown, you know, just like calm and steady, you know what I'm saying, and to get out of this world, you know what I'm saying, like you know, and you know what to do after this pandemic is over, but like I think you can control this. And this habit of using your phone by setting up an environment to become more focused to yourself, and just like leave it off your attention. Like if you want to study and just throw your phone on your bed, or just leave it under your bed, or just and put it on your drawer or something, because. Because if you want to take action, you have to build that mindset of and motivation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And like the quarantine has made it so much harder to be away from your phone. That's why I made it a priority after the quarantine. Hopefully, mid June, early July, quarantine will end. You know, it's bullshit. It's bullshit, especially. Because like they announced, like the Ministry of Public Health announced that it's gonna last 2 weeks. They added an extra 2 months. After that, they added an extra 2 months. So now we're going into June. Well, like we're well into May. Like we have heard nothing.
Exactly.
Like the number of cases every day, it's in the upper thousands. Like
legit. It's just increasing every day.
It's increasing every day. It's going up and it's going down. It's going up and it's going down. Like one day it's 1,700. One day it's like 1,500. It's going, then 1,800. It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, so we don't know where this is going, actually.
Yeah, and there's some countries are coming out of quarantine, like in Greece and New Zealand. Like these true countries, they've been out of, like the quarantine has ended for them. They're into single digits right now. Yeah. And like the shops are slowly opening and malls, establishments, like companies are slowly opening again, which is great for them. But like for us, where.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's actually good.
Yeah. Where we were like one of the last countries to get the coronavirus, like coronavirus cases. Yeah. Yet we're higher than some countries in Africa. In Algeria, I think it's up to, 10,000, I'm not sure. Last time I checked, it was 5,000. I'm guessing right now it's 10,000. We're at 35,000 cases.
Oh, that's a lot. Like in Africa, we don't have like that much of a resource, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're not that developed. We're not that developed, anyway. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Qatar is the richest country in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting these many cases. And it's mostly from migrant workers.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the topic.
Yeah, and just come back to our topic.
So reducing time spent during social media. Yeah, you're gonna have to like put yourself in a mindset where you don't need to depend on your phone or on your laptop to have fun. Obviously, it would be hard. Obviously, because like as someone that had social, like had that was surrounded by social media, I had like since we were like 5 years old. For real, I had a computer, like in my parents' room. So I was 5 years old, and I used to stay on the computer for hours and hours. And it's hard for me to stay on social media. Like, yeah. Obviously, you need people, things to help, but that's why quarantine fucks it up, because
yeah,
the thing that helps me stay away from social media is, like, my friends. So, like, I live in the moment. I have fun with them. I stop going on my phone. I talk to them. And, which is, like, it, you know, it's really hard for everyone, especially for people with mental health, for mental health issues. Sorry, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. And I like now in quarantine, like many people have like goals to do, right? But like in order to make that goals, you know, like to achieve that goals, they need to have like a focused mindset. You know what I'm saying? Like don't overthink the process and think about the reward. You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about the reward, so you can work harder after that. You know what I mean? And you gotta have the intention for the work. You can't just do the work and have no intention in doing it. You know what I mean? Like you won't be like as focused like as you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like and like you won't go into that state of flow afterwards. So like yeah,
I got you. But you have to like obviously look at it from a different perspective, like how social media can be helping others. For me, I've made many friends like through social media. Talking to them, but like I talk to them right now, they're amazing friends. Like I love them so much.
Exactly.
You gotta look at it here. You gotta look at it from a different perspective, innit?
Yeah.
Like social media can help you with so much. Keep in touch with your relatives, because like my main family, like my father, mother, grandmother, and my sister, my siblings. They're in Qatar. The rest, like the absolute rest, are in Algeria.
Yeah.
And so I gotta keep in touch with them. That's why Facebook has helped. Like I know it's an old, very old a way to use social media, but it's there. Facebook is what most of my family use.
So I
use it to keep in touch with them. And it also helps you with everything else online. Like social media, you need social media because now you can't really go to a restaurant and order food. Like imagine if you're too lazy to cook.
Yeah.
Or if like your parent, or if your parents like have like working jobs and they can't really cook, exactly. You can order, which is really good.
Exactly.
But yeah, but like obviously that's using social media at a very limited rate. Unlike what other cases I've seen where people legit are on social media 24/7, they don't get off it. They don't take the time to be with their family. And I've been guilty of this before. Obviously, I don't take breaks. Yeah. In fact, I go so far with it as to I actually start gaining weight from it.
Yeah.
Which could be very dangerous, especially in time quarantine, you're not moving at all. I'm stuck in my bed the whole day.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, procrastination. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we do it all the time. Like, and when we come to do work, like, And we're working, right? And then we get a message on like Snapchat or IG, right? So we're just like, okay, I'm just gonna message back this person, and then I'm gonna continue my work, and then that message turns into like 2 hours of TikTok or Instagram or Snapchat. You know what I mean?
I downloaded TikTok as a joke. I didn't even mean. I was like, okay. I legit deleted it 3 times before, and I downloaded it 1 time, and then like, I even made a TikTok. It's private. I put it like only friends, only the people that I'm friends with the TikTok can see it. But like, I got a bit excited. I messed. Actually, I got 350 views. I got excited. I was like, okay. Look at me. I'm famous. Hey.
No,
All jokes.
I think that TikTok just, you know what I'm saying, just taking all of our time during this quarantine.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Just because, like, you don't realize it. It's only, like, most of the videos are just a minute, right? But you don't realize how long, how much content you can stream.
Yeah, and exactly.
Yeah.
The amount of videos. And 1 hour, just a lot, massive.
It's like you're watching, imagine you're watching, like, you watch 60 videos that are 1 minute. That does not sound a lot, but that's legit an hour. Like, that's well over an hour.
Yeah,
and exactly. So, like, I gotta take a break sometimes, you know. Anything to help. I go out into the backyard. In my backyard, I have a trampoline, and I just play. I play with my siblings in it. I legit just spend time with my siblings. Yeah, and sometimes it gets annoying. So then I just go back to social media.
Yeah. And, like,
we depend too much.
Like, and to overcome this addiction of social media, like the more work you do, obviously, and the more happiness you get, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the
more satisfied you are.
It just basically depends on your reward, you know what I'm saying? If you know your goal, if you know your aim, like, and for the next thing that you want to do, you know what I'm saying? And you're just going to take, go through the pain and sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? And just go through it, you know what I'm saying? And you just end it and get the reward, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, imagine you have dreams, obviously. You have two choices. You have to sacrifice for that dream, or you have to sacrifice that dream for something else.
Yeah.
You gotta make sacrifices early on if you really trust in the dream, if you really want to do it. You gotta make sacrifices early. So social media is a definite sacrifice. But obviously I don't want to remove social media completely out of my life. I want to reduce the amount of time I'm using it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, oh, don't use social media. Social media is evil. Like, social media will, like, legit break all your bones to your family. No. I'm saying use it less. Like, take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, exactly. Before, some people are on social media because their friends are there. And, like, they're on there 24/7. Take time to work on yourself, because it inhibits your ability to, like, think of yourself whenever you think social media. You think of pleasures. You think of temporary pleasures, which is right now. You need to think of long term.
Multitasking, because it's a mess, and you make a lot of mistakes while a couple of things your brain can't adapt to that, you know what I'm saying? You need to take small steps, you know what I'm saying? And small routines, you get what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. Well, now, social media really affects all of us.
Yeah.
You continue.
Yeah. In order to prevent that, you need to create small adaptations for your body, for example, and waking up early, exercising, you know what I'm saying, eating well, you know what I'm saying, and going on a diet for a bit, you know what I'm saying.
I can't say shit because my diet's been I'm not even gonna say my diet. Legit, waking up in the middle of the night, just the first thing I think of is food.
Exactly.
Legit, Ramadan, I didn't actually, it's surprising, I did not gain weight during Ramadan. Really surprising, because a lot of people
stuck at home and we don't really move around, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're stuck at home, we don't move around, and then there's iftar, and then in an hour we managed to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner in that 1 hour.
Yeah,
which is really unhealthy. I didn't get weight. I was surprised.
Because
I ate a shit ton. I'm telling you, a shit ton, bro. I'm talking spending an hour in the bathroom.
social media
distorts your worldview, especially because there's a lot of content available that can distort your perspectives in real life,
and there's a lot of influences, you know what I'm saying, from like YouTube, Netflix, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Pornhub.
And PS4s, you know what I'm saying, like games. But I think the most app used during this time is just TikTok. You know what I mean? Like,
let me check my most used app. My most used app. Okay, let me check. 1 second. It's Instagram first, then it's TikTok. Instagram.
Yeah, same.
Then TikTok, yeah. And then Snap.
Yeah, so like, it just takes a lot of your time, you know what I mean? Like, you could be using that, and you could be using that time, you know, to like read a book, do some schoolwork, revise, or like, or just, you know, hang out with the family and have a chat with them. But instead, you just spend your time on Instagram. So like, in my perspective, you can just make a routine. Wake up early, have a good diet, exercise, you know what I'm saying? Plan your time. You know, I don't really plan my time because I live in a black household. So
it's like, just go with the flow.
Yeah, exactly. And anything could happen, you know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, but like, I do exercise and go on with it with a good diet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. I understand. And I wish, like, because, like, we're not that different. You're Sudanian, Algerian. We don't have that much, like, the cultures are, like, pretty similar, especially, like, the food.
Yeah.
And like, especially, like, the way our parents behave. For your parents, they're pretty strict, I'm guessing.
I'm
grateful to have more understanding parents.
Yeah.
Right? I'm a bit more grateful to have. I know a lot of North Africans that, like, their parents are something else. Like, they don't give two shits about any explanation. If they see something wrong, they will tell you. And even if it's not wrong, right? Like, they will still punish you for it. I'm happy. I'm grateful to have understanding parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially ones that grew up, like, wanting more. Like, they're able to provide, and they're happy that they're able to provide for me and my family. And their family, sorry.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, we could be using this time, you know, to upgrade our mindset and motivation. You know what I mean?
Improving, yeah. The problem is people, they can't find anything to pull motivation from, because obviously there's, like I said before, people in the gym, they use other people working out, seeing how they're, like, trying to improve themselves as their own motivation. Some people using something else, like saying, oh, if I lose weight, I'll be healthier. That could be their motivation. Or, if I lose weight, I'll be able to join the basketball team. Like, they could use, like, they could pull motivation from a lot of things.
Exactly. And
the goal during the quarantine for me is to find something I could, like, pull motivation from. My school year is over, right? The basketball season ended, and I think, if I remember correctly, early January. The basketball season ended early January. We were shy. We were utter shy. I think we only won one game.
Oh, okay.
Listen. All the players, I'm sorry if I'm getting off topic. All the players there's only two good players besides me. One of them is a close friend of mine.
Yeah.
And like basketball, like, wasn't really motivated for me because I was in the bench the whole time.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say that the other basketball players were shit, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. So there is room for improvement. You get what I mean?
Exactly.
It doesn't require a lot of.
There's always room for improvement. There's always.
Yeah, like it doesn't require a lot of sacrifice. You just need to take, like, small steps every time, like every day. You need to, like, have some time and attention to yourself and put some value for yourself. You get what I mean?
You also need patience, because obviously, like if you're doing something new, like imagine working out, you'll never find progress within the first month or the first like 2 weeks. I've seen people that they work out for 2 weeks, they don't see any progress with their weight or with gaining muscle, and they give up.
Exactly.
I didn't even see myself losing weight until the first month, and I was going hard. The first month, I checked this later. There's like a machine you could do. I don't know what, but like, in the first month I checked, and I lost I think around 5-6 kilograms, and I gained 1 or 2 in muscle. And I was like, "Yo, okay."
Yeah, that's good.
I was really happy with myself.
Yeah, accomplishments. Yeah,
progress.
And like, you can control your addiction. You know, like. And with just your mind, you know what I'm saying? With and with just like a snap of your mind, you can control all of this. You have to reduce the temptation. You know what I'm saying? And you have to be more self-important. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly. And you need to set up an environment to yourself and to like require immediate attention. Like. I know, like, when you get a text in your phone, and then you immediately just pick it up and just start typing, right? But like, if you're working on something and just put your phone on silent and just throw it away, like it's not that hard to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
And putting yourself in an environment is like really one of the really important things, because an environment can make or break your motivation.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it comes to motivation. That's it.
Exactly, motivation. But like,
if ever the motivation to do anything, you're set. If motivation to get money, you're set. Motivation to improve yourself, to lose weight. Gain muscle, whatever it is you want to do to get into a specific college or university or something, to like get better grades. If you have the motivation, then you're basically set in life.
Yeah, exactly. I think that this lockdown is a lesson, you know, like to teach ourselves that we could be like I'm a better person, you know, and when you come out of this a lockdown, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
you could, and you could be a better person, an improved person. You know what I'm saying? Your mind is and different from everyone else. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. But bro, like, what's like the thing is that the thing that the lockdown is teaching us is how much we really depend on our friends as well. Yeah. So I feel like we'll come out of the lockdown a much better person, because we'll see. Oh my God. I was spending all this time like on my phone, not spending time with my friends. It will teach us not to take like a moment, like time for granted. And like our time is worth a lot. Time is worth a lot. 80 years is not that long. Huh?
And then you're going to feel guilty about it when you lost it. Yeah.
Exactly. All these lost times. I wish I was so lucky. I was so lucky to be able to have one, like, because for us, like the lockdown is for everyone. The lockdown started in May. It's not sooner May, and Monday, March 12th or 13th. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but it started out then. Yeah, I'm so lucky to be able to go meet up with my friends one last time before we didn't see each other at all.
Yeah,
and also I'm so lucky that I'm able. Like, I have a friend that lives right next to my house. Like, his compound's right next to my house. I'm so lucky to be able to even like look at him or hear from him. And I have a family friend, and she comes over. She barely comes over. But like, I'm so happy to have a friend that's like that comes over to my house. We have fun. We talk about everything.
Yeah.
We're interested in the same topics. And
it's good.
I'm just so glad. Just so glad I'm able to have like people to interact with that aren't my father, that isn't my mother, that isn't my siblings or my grandmother.
Yeah.
Obviously, I love them. Obviously, I love
connections.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, having connections, you know, from like the outside world is a good thing, you know, to know how people are living, right now in this current situations.
Yeah. No, for me, we developed so much unhealthy habits. Like for me, I can't say shit because I have, I've struggled a lot with addiction. You know what I mean? Like nicotine addiction.
Yeah.
And I improved upon it a lot. Like I'm currently vaping so I can like, because I used to be addicted to like dokha and cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I even was caught with the cigarettes. Right? I was caught smoking. Yeah. And I was so lucky that you know, my parents, they smoked when they were younger. They were my age. When they were my age, I smoked.
Yeah.
Right. They even drank. Yeah. So they were like when much younger. So they only gave me like a punishment for 1 month. You know, let me keep my phone, but I wasn't able to go out. Like even now, like I'm trying to stop myself from smoking cigarettes. So what I'm doing as an alternative is vaping, and each month I'm gonna try to do this. I'm gonna go with less nicotine every month, because yeah, juice you can like choose the amount of nicotine.
Yeah, that's.
I'm waiting on an order right now because mine broke. Mine broke, and I've been really tempted. I'm waiting. It's coming legit today at 3 p.m.
Oh, okay.
So an hour and a half. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah. And also, like, I have addiction myself, you know. I have addiction to coffee, you know what I'm saying? Like,
coffee, yeah.
Yeah, like, cup after cup, you know what I'm saying? I just can't stop drinking coffee, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, and so during the past, like, 2 weeks, I've just, like, every day I made a rule for myself, like you can only, like, drink 2 cups of coffee in 1 day, you know what I'm saying? So, like, mm-hmm. People don't realize
how harmful coffee can be.
Yeah.
Especially if you're addicted to it, they don't realize.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just
especially when you're in a moment where you can't have coffee, like it really drives you nuts. And that's the same thing with every addiction. Like if you go without the substance or any of the thing that you're addicted to longer than a couple hours or a couple days, like a couple hours.
Yeah.
Right. You will start to go crazy and you change.
Exactly.
That's why quitting an addiction is, yo, one of the worst addictions to quit is heroin.
Yeah,
because exactly. Is this PG? Like, can I?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
So one of the symptoms or like one of the things that you go through, heroin withdrawal, you start getting uncontrollably horny.
Yeah.
I'm being for real. Like I'm talking about, you get so hard, you come without doing anything.
Yeah.
I know this from my uncle, he was caught with heroin back in 1999. I'm guessing 1999 or like 2000, around that time.
And
he was punished. And he told, like, we're cool now. We're cool. Me and him are cool. He got released like 2 years ago, two or three years ago.
Yeah.
And he keeps telling me these stories of how much trouble he got because he used to be in the yard and he was like working out. He looks down, he's just hard all of a sudden. it's not a good place to be. You know, you're hard and you're in prison. So like, not really.
No, but like, I think to overcome an addiction, you know what I'm saying? It's just and reduce it. And then over time, you're eventually gonna stop because you're gonna get used to the routine of that. You're not having it that much at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Especially because electronics, they stop you from experiencing what's important in life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I think
that's about it.
Yeah. In conclusion, just don't keep your phone on you. Like, and most times only just value yourself. Have some time attention. Have some time and attention to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Take action to your goals. You know what I'm saying? And control and make yourself aware of it. Just, that's all we're going to say.
Nah, yeah. I think we're done here. Thank you for having me.
I wish you
the best. I hope your podcast really goes places.
Because
what you're doing here is giving people a place like where they can listen to advice. So I think it's really good.
Exactly. And also, guys, don't forget to subscribe to me on YouTube. I like all my videos and follow me on Instagram and follow Sam on Instagram. I'm gonna put the link down in the description. Yeah, and if you want to listen to more, tune in on Spotify or any other platforms. Yeah, stay safe and thank you for listening. Bye.
Hey.